Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well. Thank you so much, Isaiah, for a warm, wonderful introduction. And today, you're tuning in to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, truly making this listener-supported radio because you decide to listen to the shows that we broadcast on this podcast. We'd like to thank the 48,000 people who have listened to a show here on Blog Talk Radio on Home-Based Business 101, truly making this listener-supported radio. In today's show, we're going to talk about an alternative way to raise money in your church or your nonprofit. And before we get started, though, as we always do, we're going to read from Daily Motivations for African American Success. September 26th, Chance of a Lifetime. We've already won chances of us making it beyond slavery. John Lee Hooker, blues singer and guitarist. Dr. Hugh Gloucester, past president of Morehouse College, delivered a commencement address before nearly 2,000 graduates and guests. Dr. Gloucester's remarks were charged with emotion and inspiration. He spoke of the power of chance. Men, now that you've graduated, Dr. Gloucester asked, what chance do you have? The same chance that anyone has. But it doesn't mean a thing unless you take it. Sitting in these seats were young men just like you, aspiring leaders who approach life with little more than high hopes and a briefcase full of ambition. What chance did they have? For example, society took one look at a shy young writer from Jackson, Mississippi. The boy attended city segregation schools and was barred from using his libraries. When told of his desire to write, others laughed and said, no chance, but racism was no deterrent. Lerone Bennett went on to become executive director of Ebony Magazine, and his words that mold the shape and images of Black America. Who would have thought one of our own would direct a paint city which withheld so many of his opportunities from him? With degree in his hand, as he searched for employment, Manny Jackson was told that he had little chance because of his race. But fired by a lofty purpose, Jackson convinced Southern voters to take a chance on him, and he became Atlanta's first Black mayor. Upon arriving in Montgomery, Alabama, the sight of women being beaten and children being bitten by dogs turned his stomach. Oh, Lord, he thought, how could one human being do this to another? He turned an oppressive hatred into love, chance. With no organizational influence, a young, unproven Baptist preacher told the nation to look beyond race because he took a chance. Martin Luther King's place in history is assured. It's been said that the individual who never had a chance never took one. Success is never won by chance, but by choice. There's no way to succeed unless I take a chance. Today will be the day I take my big chance. Today's show, we're going to have guest speaker, Mr. Rick Reese, who is a founding member of Surge 365, the number one national builder, keynote speaker, national conventions, multiple $1,000 and $10,000 bonus earner, seven-figure industry earner, founder of the global expansion team, certified travel agent, retired Air Force military, retired colonel, community builder, and married to the lovely Brenda Reese. And they have two children. And we're going to go ahead and get started. Let me just finish doing Mr. Rick Reese's intro, and we're going to see if he's on the line. Mr. Reese, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear, sir.
It's a pleasure to
okay.
be here. And,
go ahead.
I really like that intro. I mean, not the intro for me, but the one that the thing you read. about choice and opportunities, because we have a choice to seize opportunities. So, but yeah, it's good to be here.
Okay, great. And the what is the opportunity that you see for nonprofits and faith-based institutions in terms of the transfer of wealth that can be obtained through using the Vortex?
Well, you know, the biggest thing I believe is the problem that exists. And the problem, what would you say? Let me turn this around to you for a minute. What would you say is the biggest problem that exists with our nonprofits?
Lack of funding and always trying to get a grant. I remember when
lack of funding.
I remember when me and my wife first got our 501c3 in 1990, we thought all of a sudden, wow, people told us we need to get a 501c3, become a legitimate nonprofit, and that the doors of grants would open up to us. No one told us that you'd have to apply for grants. It took us from 1990 to 2004. 1990 to 2004, in which we finally was able to obtain a grant for our after-school program. So, you know, but without any type of grant money, for 14 years, we basically raised money on our own through various means and strategies and fundraising attempts. And, you know, but we were told, you know, that what a lot of people are told, become a nonprofit and you can tap into this grant money. Needless to say, you know, there's a lot of hoops that you have to jump through in order to obtain significant grants. It took us 14 years before we finally was able to tap into that source of funding.
I hear you. And it's not fair. You know, it's not a fair process necessarily. And as you know, we love Surge 365, and I've been involved for quite some time, and I look for tools, you know, tools that transfer wealth, and that's one of the, I believe, beauties of Surge 365, and in particular the Vortex. Because for me, it's a tool that allows me to, without permission, to transfer wealth. It is past time for, you know, our churches and nonprofits and our schools and our communities that basically are going without. It's past time that they go without. 80 churches a day close their doors while the members are going on vacation. And so what I saw in Surge 365 was a tool that allows me to use the three products that are in Surge, and so that I can benefit not only myself personally, but to go through and to create a model that I can share with churches and show them how, as it has benefited me, now I know it can benefit you. And so everything that I'm sharing has been worked out as a process. As you know, you don't like to just give information. You want to use it yourself. And so the three tools that I see in Surge 365, the Vortex Platinum program, is number one, a professional travel agency, and giving us access to the travel industry, fully licensed, industry accredited, and it allows me and organizations to book group travel. There's also training that's included, travel training, agent training, industry specialist training. And then secondly, it has the Vortex. The Vortex, I'm going to be talking more about this in just a moment, but the Vortex to me is a flat-out game changer. You know, the Vortex is a travel savings website. It's a free complimentary link. When an organization or a church comes on board, it's a free link they can give out to their congregation. The congregation can give it out to their members, the supporters, their friends, family, We can put it on social media. We can go viral. We're getting some feedback. I'm not sure where the feedback is coming from, but we're getting some feedback there. And the great thing about the Vortex is that the money that's saved, because when people go to the Vortex link, they're going to save money, and the money that's saved comes back to the organization. And so it's a win-win. A free link that goes out, the person books travel, and they save on their hotels $50. They're happy. That $50 comes back to the church. And so it's a way to raise money 24/7. And so we talk about nonprofits and the constant need for funding. And where do we find that money, you know, to go into our communities? Where do we find that money for the churches, for kingdom building? Where do we find that money to do good with our nonprofits, you know, based on their vision, you know, to change society, to improve things for people? Where do we find that money? And so when I consider now the Vortex, I'm looking at a tool, and you've heard me say this before, you know, that that I truly believe the Vortex is not just a tool to book travel, but it's a financial instrument. The Vortex is a financial instrument that allows organizations, churches, schools, and even individuals to harness and redirect a wealth that is flowing away from them to now come to them. What do you mean by that, Rick? When people book online and nobody goes to a travel agent anymore, they go to Expedia, Travelocity, you know, they go to Priceline, they go to Cheap Tickets. Now, you know this like I, that Expedia and Priceline as a company own all the other companies out there. You know, they own the Cheap Tickets. They own the Kayak. They own the TripAdvisor. And little known is that they basically set the rates. You know, they set the rates. They call it the public price. And anymore, if you do research, wherever you go, you basically find the same prices because that price is basically set. And so the beauty of the Vortex and the ingeniousness of the Vortex and the access of the Vortex is that connecting buyers to travel suppliers, just like Expedia. And nothing against Expedia. I mean, they're a business. And last year, Expedia, $60 billion. 2017, Expedia, $60 billion. Now, those listeners, those churches, those organizations, think about that. You actually funded Expedia's $60 billion. The industry of booking online, people booking online globally, $649 billion. So when we talk about the lack of money, the need for money, it's available for us, hidden in plain sight. So considering the Vortex now, the Vortex says Expedia move to the side. And this is the power of Surge 365. We actually have the Vortex, which competes in the same market space as Expedia, in the, to move them to the side. That's the public space. People sign in through the Vortex so that now it moves into the private space where we can basically set the prices like we want. Otherwise, we would have to be the same price as Expedia and everybody else. And so now you've got the Vortex. A person gets a free link, and let's say it's a church. The church gives out a free complimentary Vortex link to their congregation and have the congregation give it out to the world. The person gets this free link. They create an account, sign in. They confirm an email, and now they're booking. The Vortex now connects them, much like Expedia, to the very same travel suppliers, which is pretty powerful because now they can book their flights, their cars, their hotels. They can book their cruises. They can get their traveler's insurance. They can get activities, tickets for Disney, connecting them to the very same travel suppliers. But here's the difference. As a financial instrument that harnesses and redirects wealth, Surge is able to say, here's what we're going to do with the profit that makes Expedia $60 billion. Let's pass on, when a person books a hotel, let's pass on a 30% savings, up to 30% savings for the person booking that hotel. And let's match that savings to the church that gave out this free link. So the person saves $50, the church earns $50. 500 people saved $50, the church just earned $25,000. There is no limit on that, right? And so money that's hidden in plain sight. Now, for the pastors, I say that this is Isaiah 45:3. You know, for the pastors, I say that this is Isaiah 45:3. I will give you hidden treasures and riches stored in secret places, you know. And this is the very money that makes the system so much money. So now, without permission, harnessing the consumer buying power, as you know, the consumer is all powerful. The way we choose to spend our money can change absolutely everything. So never underestimate the power of the dollar. Spent wisely, it can fix any problem. Consumer choice is the easiest way for people to get involved and to make a difference. Truly, the will of the people is power. So now you have the vortex. So when we talk about innovative fundraising, that's a powerful tool. So you've got the travel agency, you've got the vortex, which is a flat-out money maker, and then you have the wholesale club membership. So for the churches, this is a great package because now they've got the membership. They're traveling wholesale instead of retail. I mean, rock-bottom prices on everything. And so, but of the three, it's nice to have the travel agency for group travel and training, the Vortex, of course, as a moneymaker, the Wholesale Club membership to save money. But of the three, I believe the game changer, without a shadow of a doubt, is the Vortex.
Is there a limit to the amount of Vortex accounts that a church can give out?
There is no limit to the – it's a link. And so it's a free link. The Vortex is a free link that not only the church members have, but it could handle an entire city. That's an excellent question. That's an excellent question. Imagine a church of 10 members. And there are churches that small. A church of 10 members. They have the Vortex. One Vortex from that 10-member church can handle the entire city of Baltimore. Not only the entire city of Baltimore, but a few more states over. That one Vortex link could handle the country of China. That one Vortex link could handle the country of which you name it. That one Vortex link can handle the entire community. One Vortex link. Now, think about it. Expedia, nobody calls them. You know, nobody calls them. They don't talk to anyone. So you're not looking at additional manpower for additional, you know, people going to the site. All we're doing is connecting buyers to travel suppliers. Travel suppliers pay whomever sends them the business. This is not a hard concept to understand, but it's a hard concept to implement. Why is that, Rick? Because it's hidden in plain sight. So, yeah, there is no upper limit. It's about market share. This is just business. It's how goods and services get to market. And so it's about market share. Can I acquire market share? Can I garner market share based on a common vision for a particular church, for a particular nonprofit, even for a particular business? You know, we work with businesses, and we show them how to turn travel expenses into revenue. This is about logistics, how goods and services, you're a military man just like myself, this is how goods and services get to market in a global market space that generates $689 $1 billion. So when I hear, you know, churches having no money, 80 churches a day closing their doors while the members are planning vacations, we're just not looking in the right place. We've got to look in the right place, and not only when we look in the right place, tools. And that's why I say the vortex is a financial instrument that harnesses and redirects the wealth that flows away from us to now come to us and to be placed where it needs to go, whether it's community building, whether it's kingdom building, or whether it's personal building. You know, we need to have a, you know, money is a defense. We need to be able to have enough resources personally to be freed up to do what we need to get done. And so even as a personal defense, I think the wealth created from the vortex is just a powerful tool.
All right.
When we look at, I had a list of questions down here. When we look at how we go about implementing this, what type of revenue could this program possibly generate for a church or a nonprofit?
That's a good question. And I'll answer it this way. We call it click and order fundraising. Of course, the money that's saved is the money that's earned. And they will save money because the vortex has an algorithm that goes out and it looks at the public price and comes in intentionally up to 30% less for hotels in particular. Flights are competitively priced, but for hotels up to 30% less, as well as for cars, renting cars. So imagine earning what the members and supporters save. So let's say 50 people book travel as we're approaching the holiday season. And let's say they save as an average $50. Well, the organization just raised $2,500, plus what we call reward credits or travel points associated with the customer's booking. So not only is that church, if we're talking churches, getting the savings, they're also earning the reward credits that accumulate back. And those reward credits can be redeemed for future travel. So if 500 people book through that link, and let's say they save $50. Now, everybody goes online to book. Nobody goes to a travel agent. So let's say 500 people book through that link. They just raised $25,000. This is purely business. Whatever, 100% of whatever is saved comes back to the organization. $500, $25,000 plus the reward credits that are associated with those bookings all rolls back to the owner of the vortex. That's powerful because now not only do they have the $25,000, but they have the reward credit. So if it's a church, somebody needs to fly home for bereavement, they're not taking up another offering. They're paying for it with the reward credits. Someone, for whatever circumstance, needs a couple of weeks stay at a hotel. You know, now the church can use its reward credits as kind of like a benevolence fund. Pay for the stay with the reward credits. We've got the holiday season approaching. Through the membership, purchase gift cards, maybe a $50, $100 Walmart gift card. Pay for it with the reward credits. Hold your cash. So there is no upper limit. It's totally based on consumer choice and market share, garnering market share.
Wow.
Based on a
wow.
vision. Based on a vision. Now, and that's the thing, you know, that's why I love, you know, Baba Jahi. If a church has a vision, you know, we need to expand, you know, our facility. We need to create a community outreach program where we're going into our community and not asking for anything in return. We're just giving. Why? Because we've created a funnel that harnesses and redirects this $60 billion over here and however many billion over there based on people believing in our cause and making a consumer choice to go here instead of there. that saves the money, knowing that 100% of what's saved now comes to our cause. Oh, you're talking about community change. You know, you're talking about medical support, being able to provide medical care, you know, dental care, to be able to have, you know, different funds to help people in their homes and mortgages and different things, and even buying vehicles. Now you're talking about money that comes in that's put to use. You know, you're talking about retirement. We're talking about emergency savings. You know, we're talking about having the disposable money. Imagine a church having the disposable money because they've harnessed and redirect a wealth stream that was flowing away from them to now come to them. And now this is like free money, right, that does not stop. And so that's why when I was thinking about Hurricane Florence, and let's continue to lift them up in prayer. But 1 million people ordered to evacuate. 1 million people ordered to evacuate. Now, many went to friends and family, but where did the others go? I bet if you looked at the Expedias and the Travelocities, you see a spike in profit. Now, that's the money that needed to go to the recovery and the relief effort. So imagine if we had a network of churches, a network of organizations in the area that gave out that free link saying, hey, we know you guys are you know, going to be evacuating. Here's a link that will save you some money. 6.5 million evacuated Hurricane Irma in Florida. 6.5 million ordered by the governor to evacuate. Imagine if we had that network of churches that gave out that free complimentary vortex thing. This is going to save you some money on your weekly stays, on your daily stays, on your car rentals. Use it, and the money automatically, instead of going away from them, now coming to them. That's huge. How many millions was that? The money is hidden in plain sight. But the vortex is a financial tool that dips down into the well and lets us take a cool sip.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, we're going to go to the call line. We have a caller on. Caller 252, last four digits, 0627. Do you have a question for Mr. Reese? Hello, caller.
Yeah.
Yes,
I am.
Okay. Your question.
Yes. I would like to know, this is Janice. I would like to know.
Hi, Janice.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine.
Great. My question is, I would like to know, what can the host agency do with the reward points that they earn? And it's a two-part question. And the second question I would like to ask is, why do nonprofits hesitate exploring new fundraising investments?
Fear. And you know, that's why you just keep going, you just keep going. It's just fear. But they have no money. At some point, the light will come on. And they'll realize that there's a funding stream. But it's mostly fear of the unknown, and being able to sit down with them and to show them. And it's leadership. You know, at some point, the right leader will step forward and say, the money is being spent anyway. You know, they'll say to their congregation, raise your hand if you ever book travel on the internet. Expedia, Travelocity. At some point, a leader will step up and say, you know, raise your hand, and we'll see the entire congregation's hands go up. The money is flowing away from us that can now come to us. People just don't know. They don't believe that surge and divorce. They don't believe that surge and the vortex connect at the same level as Expedia. They don't believe that. And so through experience, we show them, we demonstrate it. Most of the nonprofits, you have to demonstrate it, get the right person, show them, and at least that'll alleviate that fear, one of the fears. Then, of course, it's approaching the congregation. But we show people step through how to do that. Your second question, how can the reward credits be used? As I mentioned, you know, if the church comes on board, they have the membership. And so if someone, you know, gets a call where they have to fly and go somewhere because of someone passing away, the church can actually make a decision to use those reward credits to pay for that flight. Or if someone needs, as I mentioned, a couple of weeks stay at a hotel because they lost their job or whatever is going on, they can use those reward credits to pay for the hotel. That's so powerful. Wow. And also reaching out into the community, using those reward credits, and I call them corporate-level reward credits because you've got the people booking, so corporate-level reward credits coming in where they've got a couple of 100,000 reward credits, you know, a million reward credits because they just keep accumulating. Reach out to your community. Purchase e-gift cards, $50 Walmart gift cards or whatever the store. All the gift cards are available. So that would be a great, great use of those reward credits.
Hey, this is Monticello.
Hello.
I have a question. What about the nonprofit or the church or whomever that says that something like this will mess up their nonprofit status?
Well, we don't give tax advice. However, there is an IRS publication, 598, tax on unrelated business income of exempt organizations. IRS publication 598. And one of the things I always say, because we don't give tax advice, you have to have someone actually look at it within the church and their lawyer and the legal team and all that. But one of the things I always say is Jerry's Kids is a nonprofit. St. Jude's Hospital is a nonprofit. The United Way is a nonprofit. They bring in, as we know, billions of dollars. It's just the poor little church that has been led to believe that it would work, it would hurt their nonprofit status. But I would say have them do the research on how is it that St. Jude's Hospital can bring in business as a billions as a nonprofit. You know, so I think it's a mind game with the churches and that they play with the small church. But if you had someone on the legal team say, well, how can these other nonprofits bring in so much money? And we're locked in place. Mm. So, yeah, but IRS publication 598 titled Tax on Unrelated Business Income of Exempt Organizations.
Thank you.
All right. Good question. Hey, it is on. I know it is on. Our eyes are becoming open. And by the way, the Vortex is not just for nonprofits. The Vortex is for businesses, for profits. We just talk about nonprofits, but the Vortex is a moneymaker for whomever, individuals, schools. Education is hurting. 68 million traveled for spring break, this past spring break, 68 million, while education is suffering. Imagine a school being able to give out the link, the Vortex link to those student families that are organizing their summer, their vacations, spring break vacations. We have the holiday season coming. So we've got some major opportunities coming to be able to give out the link. Now, it's not easy. It's not easy to get people to change what they were doing in the past. Here's what I have found. The power of a vision. The people need to understand the vision, not the savings necessarily, but the vision that's driving the fundraising. What is the vision that's driving the fundraising? And so if you're looking at doing a fundraising campaign, here's what you want to do. If you are approaching a church or a nonprofit, number one, you want to have them identify a campaign manager, and this is a stop and look campaign with the Vortex. Identify a campaign manager, identify a passionate cause that everyone would support, that passionate cause, that vision. What are you trying to do? We want to get into the community. We want a bread bank for the community. We want to do this for the community. You know, what is that passionate cause? So number three, identify the money that's needed. We want to raise $25,000, whatever the amount is. Step number four, and this is so critical, focus all efforts, the initial efforts, on the Vortex registration. Registering everyone for the Vortex and make that a focus. We want to get 50 people registered by the end of this month, by the end of next month. We want 500 people registered by the end of, and set a deadline. The registration is critical to your success, because if people are not registered, they're not going to use it. But if you can make that initial push, that initial thrust, we want to get 5,000 people registered for the Vortex. It's free. We get 5,000 people registered. Oh, 2018 will never be the same. By the time you hit New Year's, 2019, are you kidding me? All this holiday booking, all of this, the savings, the reward credits coming in from the holiday bookings, once you've got people registered, they are set. Now you're driving them by the vision. Where they're registered, make a consumer choice, go here instead of there. Money hidden in plain sight. What I like about it, and a lot of the fears are network marketing. The Vortex is not network marketing. And in fact, we don't recommend, you know, everybody in the church get a Vortex. I mean, everybody in the church come into the business. For me personally, I believe that destroys the church, that destroys the organization, that destroys the cohesiveness of an organization. What I love about the Vortex is the church has the site, the organization has the site, and if it's an organization, it may be a member benefit. Because you are a member of this organization, here's a free link that's going to save you money. But in terms of the church, here's a free link. It'll save you money, and the church will earn what you save totally as a fundraiser. You're not getting in the business. It's free. It's complimentary. I think that's important to the cohesiveness of the organization.
Wow. We're going to go to the call lines again. We have another caller who called in, 301. Last four digits, 0931. You're on Home Base Business 101. You have a question for Mr. Reese?
Yes, this is Sharon. And Mr. Reese, could you explain how could this program help provide jobs for the church as well as the nonprofit organization? Can you elaborate on that, please?
Ooh, I love that question. Thank you for asking that question. Yes. The Surge 365 package includes the Vortex. I believe that's the passive money that comes in. It includes a travel agency. And the power of the travel agency is the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of travel agents have gone the way of the dinosaur. You don't see them anymore because everything is shifted to the internet. However, the industry is still there. And so the industry still, the vendors, the travel vendors, still need someone to say, hey, you know, pass on business. Hospitality and tourism is the number one employer on the planet. So because this church is part of Surge 365, I recommend that they open up a computer lab. Many churches already have computer labs. People may be playing games on it, but, you know, it's a computer lab. Once they join Surge, though, I believe this, they have access to be able to connect people to the vendor's training, you know. So let's say, for example, a person says, hey, you know what, I lost my job, I need to get into a new career field. I would love to see the opportunities in hospitality and tourism. So the training is free. It's online. They may want to become a special needs group travel specialist or a wedding destination specialist. The training is free. It's online. Through these computer labs, you can actually open up the training where they connect to Disney, where they connect to SeaWorld, and take the specialist training. Once they complete it online, it's free. SeaWorld sends them a certificate of completion. They may want to focus on educational travel to set up perhaps the next trip to Paris for a high school class. The training is free. It's online. Vacation, cruise planning specialists. You know, the training is free. It's online. And so I love the question because as a community builder, we need to build human capital in people. And so I could take a homeless person that has a desire to learn, and I can run them through Dress for Success and interview, how to interview effectively. And through the training, the vendor training, which is free, it's online, I can build a two-inch binder portfolio of, you want to be a Marriott specialist, you want to be a luxury travel specialist, you want to be a wedding destination specialist, you want to put together cruises or vacation planning, or maybe you just want a book for these different businesses that are outsourcing the responsibility of who books their travel, and build a portfolio for that person. And let's say the local hotel is hiring. I could send that person with their binder of portfolio of training that they've taken with the certifications from the various vendors and go and compete for that job. So, yes, hospitality and tourism is an actual career field. And these are real jobs. You know, in the days we had vocational training, people would go to Volk. Some people went to the public high school. You know, my sister went to Volk, and where you actually learn a skill set, where you learn a trade. That's what this is. So, yes, that's huge, and I believe that's an answer to the problems of unemployment. You know, we had a lady there that joined Surge, and she had gone to college to become a travel agent, two-year course of study. And so 2 years later, nobody in the class gets a job. They graduate. 30-some-odd people, nobody finds a job. She joins Surge immediately. She has employment that connects to a global industry so that she's not asking permission for people to hire. Pretty powerful. But, yeah, that's an excellent question. The travel agency and the access to the vendor training is, I believe, an answer for unemployment. Good question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have a church with a computer lab? Or do you know?
No, our church we don't have a computer lab there at all. No, sir.
Ooh, that may be a thing to do because as we get older, people are losing jobs and they're saying they're running out there building human capacity in people, human capital in people. That's wow. That's an excellent area, I believe, to provide a relief for folks who are unemployed.
Okay.
Now, just to add also, you know, you've got domestic violence and people who are living in safe houses. They still need to make money, you know, so that training is huge. The pregnancy centers, we work with pregnancy centers. We actually go into schools that have career fairs. And we talk to the students about careers in hospitality and tourism. The elderly, people that have, you know, they say handicapped, that, you know, have some sort of impairment, you know, rescue missions, the millennials who cannot find jobs. So the career aspects are just huge when you're looking at the travel agency piece of Surge 365. It's unlimited.
You have any other questions, Sharon?
No, not at this time, no.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that we also look at for especially churches and missions, we have some pioneers who have been proving out the model. So the things that I'm sharing with you, we actually are proving it out as a model as we speak. But we have Ron and Linda Clayton out of Buffalo, New York, who are working with churches and for their missions, in fact, his church, and their mission trip to Guatemala. And this is pretty powerful. Ron connects the leaders of this mission team to Surge, and Surge connects them to Delta Airlines Group, the department that handles groups. And so Delta Airlines was able to break out the cost for the airline tickets into a two-tier payment. And this was back in 2017, July 2017. They needed $2,000 down. And we're talking 20 people. And they needed the balance by January 2018. And so they had all of that time. Who even knew you could break out the payment for the airline tickets in two tiers like that? And so they had the time to do different fundraising things to raise the money. And so Delta Group also calls them and says, well, are you a nonprofit? Yes, we are. And offered them a freight waiver. Are you taking supplies with you? They're taking medical supplies, Bibles, they're taking peanut butter, you know, they're taking all kinds of things, sandals, expandable sandals. Delta Group gave them a freight waiver, $1,700 freight waiver for their supplies. We didn't even know that they even offer that. And then Ron, out of the kindness of his heart, he bought an insurance policy, $79 for the couple that was leading this team through Surge 365. Come to find out, that insurance policy covered the entire team. And it turned out to be 16 people that actually went. And the insurance covered the entire team. Now, normally, of course, on mission trip, you kind of just sprinkle the holy water. Stay away from spiders and nails. And but no, it covered everyone. Two people actually got sick and had to go to the hospital. And then two people hung back waiting for them. The insurance took care of everything, covered all the additional expenses. And I'm looking at that. And so now I'm looking at the tools of Surge 365, the travel agency for the vocational training and group travel. I'm looking at the Vortex as a passive fundraiser where money is coming in. Well, I'm not asking for permission. I'm just garnering market share of a people that believe in a cause. And then I'm looking at the wholesale club membership Surge, where now we're traveling wholesale, and the concierge at Surge can connect me to any of the vendors and provide services as an insider, services I wouldn't even get as a consumer. And so we're just looking at all of this and saying, what a tool. What an invaluable tool. And a lot of people think that it's just network marketing. No. We're looking beyond network marketing. You know, we're not trying to get anybody in nothing. You know, we're saying, no, here is a tool that you can use that gives you access that you wouldn't otherwise have. And in that, it grows. In that, your business grows. You know, if you're in the business, you know, but for the organization, it stops right there. And I tell them, you know, it's what, $477 for the platinum program, one-time license fee. It's $59.95 or $63 monthly fee.
which is absolutely worth it when you look at the value of what this represents. You know, the value of the Vortex is you have Expedia, Barry Diller bought Expedia, $17 billion, $1 million a week to maintain it. And Expedia immediately put someone in that market space. You have, we all remember the old brick and mortar travel agencies. And, you know, with the host travel agency, immediately, without all the overhead, you're in that space. And then, of course, we have the membership. And people are paying $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, you know, for vacation club memberships that don't even come close to this wholesale club membership lifestyle benefits program. And immediately, you're in that space. So when you look at the whole package, it's just an amazing blessing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So may I ask a question? This is Sharon.
Yes.
Okay. When you were explaining the and for the insurance, that was for an actual group, or you said individuals, or
no, that was for the group.
Okay, and it was for, they had a trip plan. And the reason why I'm asking,
yeah,
because I have a trip plan, and you know, they always get the insurance. So I'm just trying to see if we could get the group insurance for $79. Will it cover everyone, or how do that work?
Now, this was actually a missions trip for a nonprofit.
Okay.
Where they went down as a group on a nonprofit missions trip.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, not to go to Disney.
Okay.
Not to go
a nonprofit. Okay.
Right.
It was a nonprofit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but I missed it. Okay.
We didn't even know that they would even do that for nonprofits, and they gave them a freight waiver for all their supplies.
Wow.
But that was a nonprofit, so Delta Group came back and specifically asked, "Are you a nonprofit?"
Okay.
And so when they said yes, okay, here's what we have for you. We can break out your airline tickets into a two-tier payment, and they locked the prices in. And that was from July 2017 to January 2018. The prices were locked in. And my whole thing was, I didn't even know they could do that. But they can. But, yes, that was a nonprofit. If you were going on a regular group, each person would have group insurance.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Good question. Good clarification, too. That would be nice. Well, you talk about a selling point. Oh, everybody's covered. Come on, everybody's covered. Oh, you would have, it would be out the door if you'd have folks lining up. That's good.
Okay.
But yes, this is a powerful tool, I believe, to advance us in life. Everything is about tools, and that's why, you know, what you're doing, even with this radio show and getting the message out, Baba Jahi, that this is home base. This is people taking charge of their future and having access. The key thing I want you to take away from what I'm sharing with you now is access. You know, we don't have access, and so I was doing a presentation in Seattle. And a gentleman came up to me afterwards and says, you know what I saw, Rick? He said, I saw a company. I saw a company in Surge that gave access to a commission that they could very well have kept. And they gave it away. And then he said, I saw leadership of a company that had the access to a commission that they gave away. And I told him, I said, you know, that's the heart of our company. How can we help people? The vision of our company that drives everything that we do 10,000 financially free families by 2020. And everything that we do basically is driven by that vision. And so when you're hearing me say, okay, yes, 100% of what's saved by the Vortex is earned by the owner of the Vortex, who does that? You know, you have these grocery store programs where pennies, you know, you buy something and you get pennies. No, no, no. 100% of the money that's saved is earned by the owner of the Vortex. And when I look at that, I'm looking at Expedia $60 billion. So now I'm like, if I can garner market share surrounding a vision that people really believe in, oh, no, this is unlimited. If I could organize a community, an entire community of people, you know, where the money, it just flows away from them, not coming to them. And you got, you know, nothing's happening in the community because the money is flowing out, not coming back. Imagine organizing an entire community that says, no, for the holiday season, this is the link that we're going to, and that money that's saved goes into a community pot managed by a committee. Oh, you're talking about change. Change. You have a political aspects. Doesn't happen unless you have the economic aspect. You know, you raise the money to do the things that need to get done. Access to money is so critical. And when I look at the Vortex, I look at access unlimited. So it's not just a trip here, a trip there. It's unlimited access without permission to a wealth stream that just makes me go, wow. If we could actually rally behind the vision of a community, rally behind the vision of a church, of a nonprofit, of a worthy cause, that's the funding.
All right, Rick, we're down to like 2 minutes left before this broadcast ends. And I want to thank you for being able to be on here again to share the vision of the Vortex, the tool, how it can help empower our communities. I will be meeting with the mayor of Baltimore on October the 13th. And part of what I'm going to be sharing with her is how the city can take advantage of this tool and being able to do Vortex registration drives throughout the city. So,
ooh, that's powerful.
So that's part of the vision that I have in terms of what I want to be able to do here in Baltimore. And I already began to share with some pastors. I volunteered last weekend for a program called Just Because that brought in homeless people, and they go out with vans. They pick them up off the street. They bring them in, provide them with a meal, provide those that need haircuts or grooming, haircuts, access to social service tools, and also meal, social service, and clothing. And the biggest deal was I had a chance to talk to several of the pastors in terms of the ministerial outreach team, and then also the head pastor of this mega church, scheduled to meet with him next week, and looking forward to being able to put this information in front of him so that they can take a look and make a decision.
It's powerful. If I have to end up, for the people that are in the business, what is your vision? People join why you do what you do, not necessarily what you have. So make sure that you have a compelling vision of why you're doing what you're doing. Surround yourself with those as a core team, and it's over. I should say it's on. Over to you, Bubba.
Okay. Dunn. All right. We want to close out with our theme song called It's My Time. We want to thank people that tuned in today. We want to thank those that called in with their questions today. And I want to thank Mr. Reese for being on here today to share this information. And we will do this again probably in a couple weeks. But I want to say thank you to everybody that participated in today's broadcast. And now it's time to hear It's My Time. Thank people for tuning in, and this concludes our broadcast for today. Until next time, God bless you. You can catch us here again on Sunday when we do the National Black Unity News radio show. All right. Have a blessed day.